The Rambam that you have in front of you writes in Perek Ches of Hilchos Beis HaBchira, lower right hand corner. Shmiras HaMikdash Mitzvah Saseh. There's an obligation to guard the Beis HaMikdash. Yavu Bishayin Shom Pachad Marevim Velo Milistim. Even though the Rambam says there's no fear of enemies or different types of thugs. She'ein shmiras el kavodo. Rambam says that the mitzvah shmiras hamikdash is an honor that we accord to the Beis HaMikdash. And then he cites a chazal, which is quoted by many Rishonim, Ramban as well, and the Hakdam to Bamidbar that we'll see in a few moments. Ein adom paltur she'ein shalav shomrim, the paltur she'ein shalav shomrim. The term paltur refers to a palace that has a security phalanx, security guards. You can't compare that palace because of the security detail. It has a certain kind of dignity that a palace which has no shomrim does not have. As you all know, that Eretz Yisrael is called Paltur Shel Melech. It's the palace of the king. And obviously, we're now talking about within that palace, there's another palace. And that palace, of course, is the Makom HaMikdash. The Rambam goes on to say, I'm reading Halacha Beis, Ushmira Zom Mitzvah Kol HaLaila, tells you the obligation is to guard the Beis HaMikdash the entire night. Hashomim, who are the guardians? Hakohanim Balvim. That's their function, to guard the Beis HaMikdash. And he calls Pesukim in this week's Parsha. Shenem Aviyatu Banecha Itcha, Lifnei Ol HaEdus, Kolomar, Atem Tiyu Shomim Li. That they are the ones who are mandated to guard the Makom HaMikdash. Rabbi Nemar calls other Pesukim also in Bamidbar, Vishamus Mishmeres Ol Moed, Venema Vachonim Kemu Lifnei Ol Moed Mizvacha, Moshe Aaron Lumonam, Shomim Mishmeres HaKodesh. So then the Ram goes on to describe some details of this mitzvah saseh. There's also a lav involved. If the guardianship does not take place, there's a negative commandment, as the Ram goes on to describe in Halacha Gimel, and he explains the positioning of the Rambam. These are well-known mishnayos. From this Rambam, it's mashman. He doesn't limit the mitzvah of shmiras hamikdash to the zman hamikdash. Doesn't at all limit it. So perhaps one could clearly conclude from this Rambam that even Bizman Hazeh, this perhaps may be dependent upon the question the Gemara has all over Shas. We paskin that Kedusha Rishena, Machlokes in the Gemara, Kedusha Rishena, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asilavo. The Rambam has a famous distinction between Yerushalayim and the Migdash. He claims that that Kedusha remained, even though the Kedusha regarding the rest of Eretz Yisrael was rendered null and void, was rendered batel. Others show and disagree. They say that the Kedusha was batel, that it was batel across the board. There's no distinction. That's the Raivin on the spot, and many other Rishonim also subscribe to that. But it would seem that, assuming that the Rambam held, which he does, that the Kedusha Rishonim, Kitchel Shaitim, Kitchel Asalam, regarding Migdash and Yerushalayim, and therefore the Mitzvah Shmira is nohug even now. Even no longer a Beis HaMikdash, no longer destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but there's still a mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash. Why? The Rambam explains. Because it's a cover to the Beis HaMikdash. In a dome, palterin, she'esh alav shomrim, the palterin she'esh alav shomrim, that's the language of the Rambam. And since the Makom has a Kedusha of the Kedusha HaMikdash, all the kibbutz of the Beis HaMikdash are relevant to this particular halacha. And this, you can imagine, is the subject of a lot of discussion. Just to show you for a moment, since we haven't already, if you look in the chinuch in the upper left-hand corner, so the chinuch actually indicates otherwise. The chinuch indicates that this mitzvah is only nohug bizman habayis. Look at the last four lines of the chinuch in the upper left-hand corner. I didn't underline it. V'noheges v'koneh v'lovim b'scharim bizman habayis. The chinuch indicates otherwise, that this mitzvah is only relevant bizman shevis hamikdash shekayam. And again, as I said, this shimur is based on, as the Rambam says, covenant. Look at the chinuch himself, how he explains it. Let's read the chinuch also on top. I underline a number of parts of the chinuch, and then he also mentions this chazal, paltrin sheish shalom shomrim, and then he writes, mishor shem mitzvah. Mashikvar Kasavti Kamapamin, Gichvor Abayis, Siba Losis Moro, Elei Bnei Adam. That out of deference to the honor that is due to the Mokam HaMikdash, that itself will instill fear in Klal Yisrael. Ubevoeinu Sham, Levakish Trino, Slicha Meis Adon HaKol, and when we come to the Mokam HaMikdash, of course, it's Sukkim Bevachim Al Perachas, and we say the Davni, Kibesi, Beisil, Yikori, Lechol HaAmim, all the nations of the world gather in the Mokam HaMikdash, even non-Jews come to the Mokam HaMikdash, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech indicated in Melachim Al Perachas, the message of the Mokam HaMikdash says, the Chinuch, this entire kind of ambience that exists over there, that's a Tosafot Bavasa as well, when the Tosafot talks about the atmosphere, the Yir Shamayim and the Kedusha that was prevalent in Yerushalayim, especially during the days of Yom Tovim, but in general, the Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, had in it this ambience that was able to literally instill in those who were in its orbit, Yir HaShamayim, and a sense of Kedusha, and striving to connect with Hashem Yisbarach, but at the end, the Chinuch Bayis only Bizman HaBayis. This mitzvah is not relevant Bizmanenu Anu, and again, as I said, that there's Yesh Vazeh Makom Ladun regarding this Chinuch, but I'm not, this is a subject of Achronim, the Aninezer, the Sochachov, and many others actually have a discussion whether the mitzvah is relevant or not today. And what I want to note is that Rashi actually in Chumash, Rashi Bamidbar, if you have the Rashi, you can actually see it inside. I can show it to you. Rashi Bamidbar in Perek Gimel, right at the beginning of Bamidbar. So Rashi, thank you. Rashi, the beginning of Bamidbar in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Vav. So the Torah actually describes some of this Mishmeret. Meaning, Perek Gimel Pasuk Hey, Vayidaber Hashem L'Moshe Aleinu Hakeves Matei Levi V'Hamadat Osel L'Bnei Aaron HaKohen V'Sheirusu also, and then B'Shamus V'Shmato. This is the pasuk quoted by the Rambam. Quote the next two pesukim. So Rashi comes over here. V'Sheirusu also Umar V'Sheirus says Rashi. V'Fi Sheshmir Savidus Olam Shelo Yikarev Zar. Means we have to make sure that no Zar, no non Kohen approaches the Magen Hamikdash. So the way Rashi understands Shmira, it's Shmira from people who are Zarim, or Shmira to God of Beis HaMikdash, Mituma. But as I said, that the Avnei Nezer contends, defending the position of the Chinuch, Bizman Hazeh, Ma Yishmar. What's he going to guard today? There is nothing to guard. There's a Maamar Kamos over there as well. There's nothing to guard, says the Avnei Nezer. So this, as you can see, is the subject of a big machlokes of Rishonim. What exactly the mitzvah is, this we're going to discuss in a moment a bit more. So now I would like to just, this is by way of introduction to this topic, and then we can more or less explore the matter a bit more carefully. Among the many questions that are asked, one of them is actually what seems to be, I imagine you are probably aware of the fact that there are two sets of Mishnayos. I actually learned these Mishnayos when I was in a very young man. One of the rabbeim I had in day school, he felt we were not worthy of being taught Gemara. And so instead they had then what is known as, in Hebrew, shkufiot, slides. I don't know if anyone here knows what a slide is. Perhaps one or two people. Maybe a dentist knows what a slide is. But the term slide has many different translations. I won't go through all of them right now. But these are slides that are essentially placed through a projector on a wall. And he taught us Mishnayos and Midos and Tovim. That's what this Rebbe did, which is probably the biggest, the best gift that I ever received. I was very, very young. Even though we were essentially learning Gemara with another Rebbe, but he felt we weren't holding by it. Anyway, Arayom Hazeh, this goes back yesterday on Kusala Mishnachot, Gemara and Shabbos. I still remember these Mishnayos quite well. And since then, I've reviewed them umpteen times. So I would like to first, before I pose the question on the Tumid and Midos, just mention by way of Akdama, look at the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos in the left-hand corner, directly below the Chinuch, how he cites this mitzvah that we just described and we read in the Rambam in Parakhes of Beis HaPchira. Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Sechot Beis, he writes the following, Shetzivanu Lishmo HaMikdosh V'lolechet Svivo Tumid. There's an obligation to walk around the Beis HaMikdosh constantly. I assume you are aware, undoubtedly, you say in the Shir Shayom, Excellent. Wow. We have people here who are Baruch Hashem. They are Karat with the davening. Sobu Tzion Hakifua Sifu Midoleha. She Salibcha Lechela Paskra Amenoseha. So there's a mitzvah to walk around the, I think that is the practice on Yom Yerushalayim, that's why I'm mentioning this, to circle, encircle the ramparts of Yerushalayim. So Butzion Bakifua Sifu Midoleha. The Rambam says here in Teva Mitzvah, he does not mention this in Beis HaBchira. There are a number of distinctions between the two, which of course is going to be the subject of Tzvei Dinim in a few moments. But he says, Hibonu Lishmo Amigdash Lelachet Zvivo Tomid. There's a sheet over there. Thank you. Lechavdo Ulerovamo Ulegadlo. The idea is to enhance the Mokam Amigdash. Lu Amaro Learon Vato Vanach Eichal of Eor Loedus Vatzalom Vatem Tiyu Lidufanai Tomid. This also is another additional notation of the Rambam. He mentions lo leches vivo tamid, the obligation to do so on an ongoing basis, lechabdo l'romo l'gado. And beyond that, what Aaron and his children are told, atem tiuli l'fonai tamid. You know the term tamid, you know the sugi menachas, the Gemara discusses, the term tamid is found any number of times in Tanakh. And the question is, how do we interpret that word? Does it mean 24/7, or does it have other definitions? For example, "Menasata al shulchan lechem poshim chonai tomi." Olas tomi ho asur b'har Sinai. The Rav Chicha of Yishal Hashem. I can quote you a whole series of psukim with tomi, and there's a discussion about each of these items, what the nature of tomi is. But here, the Rambam goes out of his way to tell you that which he did not describe in Paraches a little bit Sapchir and Sefer Mitzvot. You know that the Shach in your day of Yisader and others as well always find steerers between the Rambam in Mishnah Torah and the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis. Usually it's Pirush HaMishnayis and the Mishnah Torah. Sometimes it's also Sefer Mitzvot, and of course the Shach's answer to all these steerers are the only the only treatise that the Rambam wrote in Lashon HaKodesh was Mishnah Torah. Everything else was written in Arabic, and then it was translated. So obviously, we can always assume the translation left a lot to be desired, and that explains the steerah. Similar to what the Shach quotes all over Yerodea, he quotes steerahs in right and left and right, left and right. Everyone on Yerodea can say there, sees that, and the Shach answers, no problem, there were three rivets, he's right. There's the Rosh HaBezin of Narbon. There was the Rosh, there was the individual who was a historian, then the Rivet HaShlish, the Rivet HaPoskier, that Professor Tversky Zatzal wrote about the entire Sefer. And that Raivid is the Malasogas of the Rambam, also the Raivid found in the back with the Muhammad Hashem. So he points out this statement is Raivid number one, this is Raivid number two, Raivid number three, and the Shach had that kind of knowledge, and that's how he's Biyashib, all the steerers. But here, the Rambam has sort of, not exactly, I wouldn't say a conflict necessarily, the basic mitzvah that he is defining is the mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash, which is an Aseh and a Lav that he has in Beis HaBchira. And so the mitzvahs, he adds a few other elements, namely the obligation, lelechet zvivo tamid. By the way, there are people, and I, when I was in Nitri, so the Sgan Mashkiach, Agoyin Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, the Tzag de Brocha, just passed away not long ago, so we used to walk around the ramparts of Yerushalayim in 1971, it's before 73. How do we do that? We walked around the city, Keseder, and he told us that this is Sobut Zion Vakifua Sifu Migdaleha. And then afterwards, once the Baruch Hashem, the war took place, and Yerushalayim was already taken care of in 67. And so we were able, we literally used to walk on top of the wall of the old city. I don't know if you did that, Rabbi Weiss. Not only that, he took us, this guy, Mashkiach, Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, used to take us, there's an Arab schoolhouse in the old city, and he used to take us to the Arab schoolhouse quite often, and then we were able to see the entire Baruch HaMikdash. But then, once someone leaned over, right away he slapped him back and frightened that maybe in that over the area of the Mokam HaMikdash. And the Yesh B'Zeh Mokam Lodun, maybe one day I'll say a shiur on this topic for a few hours regarding the status of all those things. I, by the way, don't approach the Chesalim Arabi. I'm always within a good number of meters from it. The briskers have all kinds of chodim, and I don't put tokim in the Chesalim, none of that. And I don't come near it, and in case I might, chas v'shalom, come into contact with it, which is another discussion, again, among the Dolei Achreinim. Okay, it's not for now, just another topic. Anyway, I'm simply indicating, the Rambam here stresses several times, not just the palterim, but the idea of lalechet svivo, going around the Makom HaMikdash. So I'm asking, why the Rambam somehow feel constrained to add a few items that he does not found in Beis HaBchira? Item number two, that this also is been troubling me for quite a while. The Rambam in Halacha Beis says, the Shmira Zom Mitzvah Sekal HaLayla. If the mitzvah Shmira is not based on pachad oivim, not based on fear of enemies, the Rambam himself indicates that. We're not worried about oivim. We're not worried about listing. But it's called Shal Mikdash, so the Shmira should be Kol Hayom Ga HaLayla, should be 24/7. Why does the Rambam limit this mitzvah Shmira? He says, Mitzvah Sekal HaLayla. The Rambam says that very clearly. During the day, ostensibly, there is no mitzvah of Shmira, at least according to the Rambam. This kash is yes by the Michas Chinuch and by others as well. If you look in the Likutim and the Mishnayos and Masechet Midos, this also is discussed. And the Rambam says Shmira Zu Mitzvah Sekal HaLayla. Now, could be that maybe the Rambam Pshita is, and this was what some suggest, that he was not memayit Hayom and Hashmira. Could be there's a din of Shmira by Yom as well, but it doesn't have the same mitzvah status by Yom as it has by Laila. I don't think that's the Pshat Rambam. Rambam says pretty clearly that this Shmira mitzvah sakala Laila doesn't really mention the other Rishonim who talk about this topic. They say Mitzvah Mufureshet, the mitzvah of Shmira was Ben Bayom, Ben Balayla. You'll take a look in the Tiferes Yisrael, and others actually discuss this topic, but that's
covered,
a second.
What's the difference? If it's covered, what would be the difference from Yom HaLayla?
I'm asking. That's exactly my question. Al-Hol Gufa Nabachira. That's what I asked. Number three is that, as I said, the Rambam Bechura should have brought a riot to that. If he wants to make such a statement, that's quite a pronouncement. The aim is Eshum Makar. Doesn't quote any psukim. He quotes a whole series of psukim over here. He doesn't bring a pasuk that indicates mitzvah sabalayla dafka. Pashtus, I would say, the way he writes it in Tevah Mitzvahs. Atem tiyuli lefanai tamid. Tamid sounds like 24/7. What's tonight?
Yom Yerushalayim. That's what they're talking about.
Okay. They don't need any excuse. But anyway, the Shmira, the Pashtus should be Kol Hazman. And it's also, since I've added already, so another kasha that bothered me already from the time that Rebbe taught me what he taught me. I'll ask firstly a third or fourth question, whichever one it is now. This Lalechet Svivo Tamid, what does it have to do with the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash? Is there a connection between Shmiras HaMikdash and Lalechet Svivo Tamid? Atem Tiyuli, the Fonai Tamid. And beyond that, in general, I would like to know, why do we need two sets of Mishnayos? Maseches Tamid, Maseches Midos. This kasha has to be, probably, when do we do it? Third grade, fourth grade. So I asked the Rebbe this kasha. It would seem to be completely tautological, redundant. Why? Because there are many Mishnayos that are found in Midos that are more or less rearticulated in Maseches Tamid. I think probably the most famous one of all of them is the Lashon HaMishnah, which I don't have in front of me right now, but it's both the Mishnayos Tamid and the Mishnayos Midos, where it mentions the number of Mekomos that Levim got in the Beis HaMikdash. Came out the same language is used both in both sets of Mishnayos, in both the Midos and the Tamid. And so the question, of course, is why is there a necessity to repeat a lot of what's found in one Masechta and the second Masechta as well? It seems to be repetitive, and why is that necessary? So the obvious answer, which of course came to me years later, in my sojourn in the halls of Brisk, Tzvei Dinim. Clearly that Tzvei Dinim, and that also we'll see how to resolve the perhaps some discrepancies in the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Rambam also here in Beis HaBchira. The Tzvei Dinim being, on the one hand, the Shmiras HaMikdash is clearly designed to enhance the Makom HaMikdash itself, namely the Makom HaMikdash, it's the Makom of the Rambam and the Ramban. By the way, look at the Ramban also, you can see this in the Ramban Akdama, the Bamidbar, which in and of itself is kedai to learn the Rambans in his Akdama, because they are literally treatises by themselves. So he writes in that upper right-hand corner, he says that now the Mishkan is his famous theory that Mishkan equals Har Sinai, that he develops the idea in Parshas Truma and about seven other places in Chumash. He shows the conceptual parallels, the terminological parallels, and then it goes on, and after all that, he says, "Goshem Chazal, and Adam a Paltin Shomach Sheyesh Lo Shomim, the Paltin Sheyesh Lo Shomim." So again, that's the same idea. So if we're talking about To put it in very simple, brisk terms, there are two aspects of the obligation of Shmiras HaKadosh. One is mitzvah the chetzer, one is mitzvah the gabra. These are the two mishnayos in Tov and the Midos. One is focused on the gabra, the avoda that the gabra is obligated to do regarding the avoda of shmira shemutela takon ibalvin. And then the other is more related to the chetzer of the Midosh itself, namely the Migdash that requires Shmira, because as we mentioned a moment ago, so if the, and I would say that this also would have other elements as well, namely, there are seemingly two different functions of the Mitzvah of Shmira and Migdash. If the Mitzvah of Shmira and Migdash is that the Rambam said, Mitam Kavod, in a Domin Pavlin Shesh Alo Shomim, the Pavlin Shesh Alo Shomim, that's a prat in the Migdash itself. In the palace of the king, I don't want to use all these Mishonim, because to me it's... all these mishalim are blasphemous. People don't appreciate this unless you start telling them about the Swiss guards, or you tell them about the changing of the guard in Buckingham Palace, or you tell them about Ottawa. Again, I actually was once in Ottawa, and usually when I live in the city, so the last day or two, I decide to go and see exactly what is happening in this city or country that I'm living in. Same thing in St. Louis. I actually went to a baseball game, which was not exactly my cup of tea, but my children were very interested, and so I told you this already a few times. St. Louis Cardinals, if I'm not mistaken, and then they had the seventh inning stretch, and the whole time they were busy drinking bushy beer, and it just got a bit more elongated as they continued to drink. By the seventh inning, it was just out of control. Then they have a minog, which of course is Minigoisias Gehenim, that they pour the beer, taste the babasa, they pour the beer and the seventh inning over the person directly below them. So the entire place is essentially drowning in beer suds and the like, and I'm from New York, so I don't exactly take this too well, this kind of behavior, but then I saw this with the Minigai Mokam, so what can I do? When in Rome, light Roman candles, and okay, there are plenty of no shows. Then they took out the Clydesdale horses. That was something to behold. Wow. These massive steeds. What?
Isn't that where they make the bats?
Where they make the bats. I'm sorry. I have a wife that I have a lot of amaratsis in all these areas. I cannot really address the issue intelligently. But they took out the Clydesdale horses for a equestrian show that was absolutely almost spectacular. Even to my mind, when I saw these massive steeds, it reminded me of New York City Tactical Patrol Force, TPC, in my days, in the wild, woolly days of the Bronx, when there were always all different types of, let's put it politely, marches,
Cheshkasayom,
and then they brought out the TPC with these massive steeds. It reminded me of those Clydesdale horses. I'm just being honest, the association. Okay, so that was what I did, and the last day over there, then when I was in Providence, Rhode Island, last day I went to the Newport Synagogue to see what that was all about. So that was my Hakol Holech Basar Achiso. Anyway, there's this idea of Palpim Shavel Sheshel Shomrim, the Palpim Shelo Shomrim. So that is clearly a din in the Chetza of the Beis HaMikdash. But if the function of Shmiras HaMikdash, that many Rishonim say, Shalikon Zahar, Shalikon His Tomei, and Lishwa Takelen, that's a prat in the Chavis Gabra of Kohen and Levim. So I always thought that these two sets of Mishnah is exactly parallel, these two aspects of the Beis HaMikdash. If you look at the Maseches Midos, Kishma Kenu, namely, Midos HaMikdash Mitzurasa Ubin Yono V'cholin Yono, I think that's what the Rambam describes there in the Akdom of the Pirsha Mishnah is Midos. And that's basically the interest of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Hashenke Maseches Tomid, so the Rambam describes how the Omakar, the Kohen Tomid, and different types of Avodos that were associated with it. That's more a din, mitzad the gabra, as opposed to mitzad the chetza. And that's why it could very well be, something else bothers me, that the Rambam clearly held, and that's what I'm describing to you, the mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash is a din in the cover of the Beis HaMikdash itself, in the Palfman Shel Melech, and the Rambam actually quotes all of this in Beis HaBchira. And however, and the Rambam doesn't really bring that which he quotes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Also, there are a number of different psukim that he quotes over there, because the psukim that the Rambam cites over there seem to be psukim that discuss the Chiyuv HaGabra of Kohanim and Levim. And if you remember, if you have actually a parsha in front of you, if you do have a chumash, I'll just show you in Parshas Korach. You see, in Parshas Korach, actually, did the Torah where the 24 Matas Gehuna mentioned. So, Perek Yud Zayin of Parshas Korach, you can see Perek Zayin Pasuk of Tes. Rashi, I believe, cites this as well. In Yud Zayin Chav Ches, is that where it is? Let me see. Kol HaKarev. HaKarev L'Mishkan Hashem Yavus. And that's what Hashem tells here. Ato Benachah Yibes Avicha Tisu Sabon HaMikdash. Again, the whole idea, Rashi on the spot, so Rashi says over here, that's what Rashi comments on. Rashi comments over there, he tells you that that's the whole idea of the Mokum HaMikdash, the Kohanim Levim, after God, the Beis HaMikdash from Tuma, from Zorim, from all these kinds of things. So
why
I would say,
only at night?
What?
Why would that just be
I'm coming to that in a moment. And forget about that issue. So I'm just saying that it could be that this also explains why the Rambam, again, mentions in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, here he speaks about Svi Bal Tamid. Again, as I said, that Palvin Sheyesh Alav Shomrim, I don't know how many Shomrim you need. What, the more Shomrim, the merrier? Somehow I would say, no, if you have a number of Shomrim, that's sufficient for, in terms of Kavanah Mikdash, you don't require anything more than that. The Mishnah writes over there in Midos, I believe, the Chafal Makomo, Salabim, Shomrim, the Beis HaMikdash. But you don't really require, you just need a number of Shomrim in order that you should have Paltrim Shalbelach, Sheish Shalom Shomrim, that should be sufficient. On the other hand, as I said, that if the function is to focus on the Chovas HaGabra, that seems to be more of the Mishnahs that said in Masechus Tomid, that really focus on that. Now, let's just now, in terms of what you just mentioned, that the question was, if Shmir is mitam kavod, so they should have gotten the Mikdash Gam Bayom as well. Because, and the answer, of course, is that the fact that lalechet svivo tamid, halicha sakon imanu ba'ana kula omer kavod, but at night time there's no avodah, so what is this halicha sakon, what exactly does it do? So I saw in the Rosh many years ago, that the Rosh who has actually, he wrote a perish on Masechus Tamid, very beautiful perish. The Rosh says, the halacha is yinal b'masiach das from the Beis HaMikdash lo bayom lo balayla. So, there's the Isa Reser Hadas. I don't mean to say...
Who is
that? Okay, so that's the question. Who is it talking about? He said, part of the Kavod HaMikdash, shasichu daite b'menu, I don't have his lashon in front of me, lo bayom lo balayla. He says that, I don't think it's the same as Hesach Hadas by Kodshim, because of Chashash Tumah. But rather, it shows the godless of the bias. It's on, you are focused on the Beis HaMikdash, and people who are walking around it constantly, obviously, will not be Masiyah Das of it. That's exactly what the Rambam says here in Sefer HaMitzvahs. L'lechet Zviro Tamid, L'chabdo, L'romo, L'gadlo. I mean, I'll use maybe the analogy, I don't know if you like this analogy, but I think it's exactly the same idea. The Rambam writes in Chesvillin, it's called in Shulchan Aruch the Gemara Menachah is namely by the tzitz, or the tefillin, where the person has tefillin, calls man she'en alav le'aseach daitameh. You're not supposed to be maseach das and tefillin. I feel the rega echav, it's not kedushosim, it's not the kedusha of the tefillin and the mokeres of the tzitz. And that's our kodesh. So this idea is alochim, the bais itself. That's why the Mishnayis in Midos also repeat that which is mentioned in Masechus Tamid. The Shmira means it's again a chashivus of the Mikdash itself, and a dom of paltarin. Sheish Alav Shomrim, the Paltim Sheish Alav Shomrim, that's focused on the, or maybe if you like the Yerushalmi better, the Yerushalmi and Yuma, famous Yerushalmi, Kol Dor Shelo Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yabav Kilo Chorim B'Yabav. A door that was not Zorim to Binyan HaMikdash, Kilo, that door was subjected to the Churban, means the Churban Beis HaMikdash Inyan HaNimshach, and again, that's exactly the whole idea. So now I just want to make it mention this idea of Shmiras Mitzvah Zu Kol HaLayla. Where is it found? In Tomid. That's Mokers in Tomid, not found in Midos. So again, since I'm using these two as a parallel, so I would answer that during the day with Kohen did the Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash, and obviously the first Avodah was the Karban Tomid, and then also it's the last Avodah, Olea, Hashlim, Kalakabanos, Kulam, that's the Halacha that the Gemara says. So it seems to me, and all the Mishnah is there, it's Vachal Hashem, Shisha Dvarim, Azevach Nizbach, and all that. So according to Baba Dossam, that's no Hesach Hadas. At night time, there's no Abodah Beis HaMikdash. The Mela, there's no din of Shmir Beis HaMikdash mitzad, that element of Chavis HaAvodah. But mitzad, the covet that is should be according to the Beis HaMikdash, so then the din is, again, L'lechet Svi Bal Tamid. It should be an ongoing kind of venture in order that covet and effect should be somehow demonstrated on an ongoing basis. Okay, I don't know if you like this, shall we say, duality. To me, it's Pashat Amidu Shoteru, not even a Suffolk. And also, I have Diukim, as in, I'm not showing you right now all the Diukim, Lashon Amna, but I think there are a number of distinctions between the Rambam here and the Rambam there in order to explain these two positions. By the way,
So, is Zar not entering?
Yeah.
So, where is that?
That's clearly a second aspect. There are two major reasons why we got the Mikdash. One is Mishum Kavod, and the other Mishum Shalikane Zar. Shalikanis Tomei means we have to worry about the Kalim, that it should be guarded with Kedushasan. That's a separate aspect. You want to call that, maybe that's a din. By the way, let me just, since you're mentioning this, there's a famous Mishnah that the Mishnah, I don't have in front of me either, Ish HaAbayis HaYemachazer, one of the most famous Mishnahs in Shas. Ish HaAbayis HaYemachazer, I'll call Mishra Mishra. Let's say he found the Kohen who's sleeping on the job. So the Mishnahs describe horrifically, to my mind, Nika Shayashin Chaita Makel. So, what are we, Abdil? There's a place, someone told me, one of my Talmidim was in Singapore. He dropped a candy wrapper on the street. He dropped it. It fell out of his pocket. He didn't notice it. Within a few moments, he was accosted by a Singapore police squad. Not one Singapore policeman, a squad. And they quickly, so he was frightened out of his wits, and he said it just dropped out of his pocket. That's not what they assumed. They assumed he dropped it on the street, which in Singapore is kind of rare. Is that punishable with the death penalty? I don't even. But I'll tell you what it is punishable with. He was caned on the spot. Caned, referring to WHIPPED in simple English. He was so astounded. Anyway, but the idea was that they can't sleep on the job. There should be no Hesek Hadas for the Magma Migdash. And that's why the Mishnais over there write Beis Atinas and what's it called, Beis Anitzos, the Aliyos, Arabim Shomim Sham. And again, I'm just indicating, I think there were people less than the age of 13 in the Bar Mitzvah. So the Gemara actually describes it over there. But the point I'm simply making that is that there's an issue of Hesek Hadas and there's an issue, but these are two different aspects. Okay, so I was trying to, Alan, I know to your satisfaction, trying to be Miyashi, number one, but the mitzvah is called Alayla, that's beside one aspect. On the other hand, Svivo Tomei is beside another aspect of Mishnah Midrash. These are two different aspects, beside the Chepsa, beside the Gabra. That explains why I have two sets of Mishnayos and Tomei and the Midos. Let me just add one thing while I'm at it, that the Yadua, that the Shita Sarambam, that Pirsha Mishnayos, he writes in the Mishnah Torah, he writes it that Yerushalayim is an integral chelek of the Makom HaMikdash, because the Shechina in the Betela, Mishnah Megillah, that Hashimosis v'tishechem av mishashomim v'tishrosin hinomdim, and therefore the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, there's a segula miyuchedes to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is like Yod HaRichta shel Makom HaMikdash. What we're saying is speaking about Bamutziah, Yod HaRichta is here. Yerushalayim is the Yod HaRichta of the Beis HaMikdash, and it's like an extended arm. That's why I think when I came to Beit Shemesh, there's a Baruch HaNer, Rabbi Yaakov Edlinger. He's quoted Bikurei Yankov by the Mishnah Berurah throughout the Chasukah. The whole Mishnah Berurah in the Chasukah, every other page, he quotes Bikurei Yankov. And there's a famous Chiddush of Bikurei Yankov, Mishnah Mem Aleph in Sukkah, that says, Takaz Rechem Zakai, to take the lulav kol shiva zechel Mikdash, which is what we do, Lukachta Lechem is only Yom Rishon Da'aisom, in the first days of the Torah. He was sacking Kol Shiva Zechel HaMikdash, the Gemara goes to him. And so, according to the Rambam, there's a Kiyam Daraisa every single day in Yerushalayim Yerakadish. It's called the Fe Hashem. You know, the Fe Hashem is something of another fascinating discussion with Tachanun and with Vidur Maisvis. Every time he says the Fe Hashem, what is called the Fe Hashem? Yerushalayim is called the Fe Hashem. People are knowing to fall Tachanun in Yerushalayim Yerakadish.
I should
say
Zorah, no?
I'm sorry?
You should say Zorah.
That is the simple shot in the text. However, Machlokes Rambam the Ma'ariv, Machlokes Rishonim, and the Gabi Tachanun, there's the Chayei Odom, Kesef of Shulchan Aruch, generally the minigus in Yerushalayim to be left for Lapayim, and Rav Soloveitchik, of course, Gedarka, but it's not his Chiddush, people think he invented the wheel. and was one who created the world. No, there were others who preceded him, and he was Nifel Apayim as long as there was Svarim in the room. That's called the Hashem. There's a safe in the room, it's called the Hashem. You can be Nifel Apayim. We pass in only in our Kodesh, Sefer Torah. That's generally the classical, and Dr. Stern will tell you the classical positions of the Poskim. But those who are, okay, but the reason why I'm only mentioning this because I developed this, Father Mikor Yankov, it says, I come to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm in Beit Shemesh. I used to go to Yerushalayim every day. After I took Bekayim the Mitzvah of Lulav in outside Yerushalayim, based on Takaz Rechem et Zakayim et Avorim, then I went to Yerushalayim to Bekayim the Mitzvah of the Haisa, because Yerushalayim is a Chelek HaMikdash, according to the Rama. Usmachtan the Hashem Elokeim, Shivas Yomim. I did this without a bracha. I did it for a number of years. Then Atzlus set in. Migam Achem, Atzlus Shavachem. Okay, so that's just regarding, I didn't realize what time it is. I was going to add another whole matter, another nisbach, but I will leave it for another occasion. Anyway, B'kitzur, Hayotze Mikol Vareinu, there are two aspects of Mikdash. One of Mitzad the Gavra, one of Mitzad the Chepza. There are two different functions. One is Mitzad the Kovid, one is Mitzad the Zar and Tuma. And the Nafkamina, two sentences of Mishnayis, the Midos and Tamid. And this is really a beautiful aspect of the Mikdash, Balach and Tzvil of Tamid. So that's what the Skan Mashkiach, Hagoyin, Hatzadik, Abiel, Shraz, Hatzal, used to take us. We used to, you know, the area on the around the old city has these, it's not so simple to jump from. I don't know if you've done that. That's what we used to jump. In fact, there's a flat area, and then it's sort of elevated, and then flat, and elevated. We walked around, you know how many times we did that? Tens and tens of times. So Butzion, Vakifu, Asif, Migoda, he knew Yerushalayim inside out. He knew all of Yisrael inside out. He took us on tours of Yisrael. I remember when I learned Gemara Sukkah, Sukkah Zayin al-Zayin, that's the minimum dimensions of Sukkah, the Tayel. What's made the Tayel and the Sukkah Zayin al-Zayin? How exactly do you do that? That's quite a fantastic, miraculous kind of a piece of activity. Enterprise, Zayin al-Zayin, to be Tayel, Gebeli, Rosh HaRuva B'Sukkah, B'Shulchan B'Tach HaBayis. I mean, Gebeli, sit in that Sukkah. Okay, but we were Mitayel, and he told us that the Tiyul and Eretz Yisrael is that Kiyum HaMitzvah, and especially in Makom HaMikdash, Malach HaTzviv HaTomid, Sifu Migdala. That's what I heard from Rabbi Yehuda Schwartz, Mechaber about 500 Svarim, I don't know if you ever saw them, I have about 300 of them. I have a lot of, not just Svarim of his, I had the, before the Svarim, namely, he produced them on these foolscap, old foolscap paper, you know, this old yellow foolscap paper that she used to publish her Shiurim, Professor Nechama Leibowitz. I have those also in boxes. I heard her many, many times. I went to her Shiurim. I also went to Rav Shach, and to Rav Chaim Shul Levitz, and to Rav Guzman, and to Rav Tzvi Yehuda. So I figured I should go to her as well. And to the Malatanya, and the Chomei Asharim. So I got a good sample of that as well, as part of Sobut Tzio Vakifua, Sifu Migdalel. She salute Chem Lechela and Pascha and Rosef.
So, okay. The Asharim who say that the mitzvah still chal, not the. So, how do they suggest we implement it?
Exactly what I just told you. Just. Lalechet Asvivo Tomit. So, I know people. Every single day, they walk around Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh. They would think that they were kind of this.
Are they Levim?
They are Levim.
This is specifically for Levim?
No, Kohanim and Levim. They're the ones who are entrusted regarding this mitzvah. I've told me them, Levim Yerushalayim, Levim and Kohanim, this is what they do. On a daily basis. Now, one or two live in the old city. That makes it a bit easier. If you don't live in the old city, it becomes a bit more difficult. Like that guy from Beit Shemesh used to go to Yerushalayim to bring the Tekbalu and Esra that I described to you earlier. Okay. Shukayah. The wonderful Shabbos.
Do I have to run to Yerushalayim now?
No, but I have to run downstairs to Dr. Mazenkis.
You can see it, of course.
Bye.
You can see it's very, when you're doing the other, so it's less.